we got on the agenda today, but
we're on the team, but we're not in the game.
I'm overseas. You gonna just take them overseas? Yo.
Shout out Laney in the background.
Yo.
I'm gonna ask you what you asked me in the intro. What we got on the agenda today?
Shoot, I'm thinking we kind of briefly discuss the tournament. Okay. Briefly talk about the winner. Somebody beat me. That doesn't happen too often. So, you know, very humbled. Who was it? What was
Daniel?
It? Daniel?
Yeah, Sepulveda, I believe, is what is. Yeah, we can clap it up.
I thought I had a winning bracket, man. I'm not going to lie, bro. Damn, I thought I did. But he got me. I saw the results, man. He got me. So, yeah, we owe you a prize, bro. We're going to discuss what we should get you. Feel free to reach out so we can get your addy. We have your name, and we'll send you something. But, yeah, just, you know, brief thoughts on the tournament. I kind of want to hear your thoughts about the last game, and then we get into the NBA because PG is going crazy.
Yeah, I saw the – we'll get into that later. I'll be honest with you. I thought Gonzaga was unbeatable until I watched Baylor play Houston.
Yeah?
Yep. And then I was like,
they controlled the pace.
Might be the team to beat.
Yeah.
And from the jump, that game wasn't even close. National championship game wasn't even close from the jump.
Killed them.
No,
killed him.
Yeah, they didn't want any part of Baylor.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 minutes left in the first half when I texted you, and I was like, oh, yeah, this GG's.
Yeah, it's over with. Yeah. It was done.
Yeah, bro, they hooped for real. So, shouts to Baylor.
Yeah.
Couple of other college guys that we know. Again, we talk about Reggie all the time. Houston. Yeah.
Made it played to the Final Four, man. He got a ring, West Region champ.
Yeah, that's dope. So, shouts to him. Abe actually declared for the draft.
Nice.
Put his name in there, you know what I'm saying? So, that's my guy. That's my guy, man. So, shouts to Abe.
You want to transfer, we probably got a spot for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, you get out here. Ah, that's crazy. No, you know, he loves Oklahoma for sure. OSU, yeah. I feel like it's a great place for him. But, yeah, bro, great year this year in regards to the NCAA tournament. Starting off, I was a little skeptical because I was like, nobody's hooping this year.
No.
It was amazing to see all the younger guys just kind of just turn it on, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a lot of buckets. I was, you know, my mind just changed completely as time went on, and that was just good to see. Everybody started getting to it. Hogs performed well.
They did.
I'm excited about next year, bro.
They did. We got a lot of transfers coming in. Eric Musselman's been working overtime.
Yeah.
Getting our guy. We got Chris Likes.
Oh, yeah. Shouts to Chris Likes, man.
Chris Likes.
Shouts. He's over here now. Yep.
Hey, I know I said it last year and y'all flamed me, but I think the SEC is going to be one of the best conferences this year, talent-wise.
Oh, hands down. Just based off who – we can toss out some names and then move to the NBA,
yeah,
but we already talked about it.
Jalen's boy, JD.
Yeah, he's going to be in with Bama, with
Kennedy,
JQ.
With JQ, Kennedy.
That's
Chandler.
Tough. Yep.
Chris Likes.
Yep.
Tony Adise. Sorry if I butchered that from Pitt.
Yeah.
We got some other people in there, too, mixed in. Xavier Pinson transferred within the conference. He's at LSU now,
mm-hmm.
which I think LSU may lose Cam Thomas, Javonte Smart, and Watford probably, which sucks for that.
Word. But real quick, honorable mention, we talked about it the other day when we went out to eat. Scottie Pippen Jr.
I feel
like a lot of people are kind of sleeping on his game, bro, but I just kind of wanted to show him a little love. I know he's probably not watching for real, but I like his game, bro.
I don't know why you went to Vandy.
I really like his game, bro. I feel like hopefully he gets some notoriety.
He should. I mean, he'll get it off his name alone.
But he's actually pretty solid. Like, I mess with his game a lot.
He's for real. He's the real deal, and he's only like 6'3".
That's what I'm
saying. He's not what his dad was.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's hard to be the number – best, like, role player of all time.
For sure.
You could argue Dennis Rodman, but.
Yeah. But, you know, Pip was crazy.
He was. So, that can be our transition into the NBA. I haven't watched any Nets games. I heard the Lakers.
I got you. What you need to know.
I heard the Lakers blew him out the other night. Kyrie got tossed.
Okay, well, we don't really have to start there, Clay. Why Clay starting? Why Clay start? He's such a Nets hater now, man. That sucks.
I'm not really a hater. It's just kind of like, you know.
Too much, huh?
Yeah, it's like you're assembling the Avengers to beat Thanos. Like, why?
We all need Avengers. We got to get Thanos out of here, man. Yeah, he's serious, bro. He's snapping.
He's doing away
LeBron,
with
LeBron, chill out, man. Yeah. Shit. But, yeah, they got blew out, though. Kyrie got ejected. Mm-hmm.
When did he get ejected? Because I feel like that could have been.
Wasn't it like third quarter?
Was it? You're asking the wrong person.
I actually don't know either. I didn't watch that game. But the games before that I was watching. KD is back.
Okay, good.
KD is back. I think Kyrie just took leave for personal reasons again. But no worries. Blake Griffin is back dunking. Bro. That's really all I wanted to put out there. We didn't talk about it on the pod.
We did. Said it would be the miraculous comeback of his knees.
I told people he just wasn't dunking in Detroit. Nothing. It ain't worth dunking in Detroit. Like it ain't. Get you a layup. Who's gonna clap 12 people in there?
The golf clap. Yeah.
But for the Nets, all eyes on them. You got to put on a show. And he pulled up from deep on one of those plays. I forgot who they were playing, bro. But he was pulling up from deep. Cash knocked down a three at the end of the second quarter going into halftime.
Really?
Yeah, he looking good.
Amber Ramirez style?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it was, though. Pulled up from deep. And then he was slashing on one dunk. Nice little dunk. Getting his bounce back. Looking elite, man. So he made the statement. It's been a while now, but we're just kind of playing catch up. He said a lot of people said I was ass until I joined the Nets. I need y'all to keep that same energy.
Uh-oh.
I like that, though, because a lot of people did count him out.
Yeah, but, I mean, that happens, though. You're going to have people that are going to say, you know, you obviously sign a big contract. He's made over $200 million in his career.
Yep.
So when you go somewhere and you just don't perform,
they like, if you're not happy, you trash.
And people ain't going to know that. Yeah, the first instinct, you're trash. What's the deal? So, I mean, I'm glad he's back dunking. The league was a lot better when he was putting people on posters.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's got it like that anymore. You think his bounce is?
I don't think it's as crazy, but I think it's still there. Mm-hmm. I think it's still there.
Somebody else that's been dunking for the Nets has been Kyrie. That's all I've seen.
That's true too. Yep. Good point.
And he at first, first couple of highlights I had seen, he had done some breakaways, but I saw one, he caught the ball and, like, beat somebody off the dribble in the corner and jumped through two people.
And dunked it. Yep. Little, feeling good.
Real light. I guess the knees, you know, whatever he's doing with that little, whatever he's doing pregame is crazy.
Oh, word. Yeah. They're getting them right. They're getting them right, bro. So,
on the topic of dunks, though.
That's what I was about to say. Did you see Miles Bridges dunk?
Yes.
What do you think? 1 to 10 scale to 1 to 10. What you rating it?
11.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Clay,
because he was like shoulder level.
Yeah.
And then he's going up. Not only is he going up, he's dunking on Clint Capella.
That's what we talked about. Because Clint Capella ain't no slouch when it comes to the blocks.
No. So none at all.
For him to just really just go up like, Clint, I don't really see you. That's crazy to think about. Because granted, he's not like a defensive player of the year player this year, but
no.
You take, you know what I'm saying, like his abilities, easily one of the best defenders around the rim, bro.
Absolutely.
So to get dunked on like that, that goes to show that Miles Bridges' bounce is crazy.
Well, and it's like, just to put it in perspective, what's Clint? 6'10", 7 feet?
Yeah, 6'9", something like that.
Maybe for people hating.
I think he's taller than that. I can fact check.
But and what's Miles Bridges? 6'5", 6'6"?
He might be taller than that, too. He's 6'8"? 6'8".
6'8" to 7 feet, that's a big height difference.
And for sure.
To jump over that is
I typed
crazy.
In Clint Capella, and Miles Bridges' dunk is popping up. That sucks. You know what type of time you got? Dang. Oh, that's wild.
You can't
even
mention that man's
name. He's 6'10". Yep, 6'10".
Oh, yeah, see, that's wild.
That's
Is it up? We had said it off camera. Is it better than Anthony Edwards, though?
Give me some time. Give me some time, bro. Yep. Damn, you weren't too far off. Miles Bridges is 6'6". I thought he's taller than that. But give me some time, bro, because I really need to look at the different angles and really compare the two. It's close, though.
Because, okay, so here's my criteria. The Anthony Edwards dunk, he was still going up when he dunked it. Yes.
That's crazy.
Back. He punched it. Yes. What? But he's not dunking. He didn't dunk on Clint Capella. Miles Bridges did
true.
All
he
three.
He didn't dunk on – yeah, he wasn't
dunked on
Clint.
A shot blocker. I mean, what y'all say in the house video, a guy got dunked on, went back to the G League?
Yeah.
I mean, if
– he sent them back then.
Now, that in itself is pretty amazing as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's probably 1A, 1B.
1A, 1B? For okay. me. But you taking Miles dunk over –
No, I'll take Anthony Edwards just because of where he jumped from. And how, like, he was kind of like Gerald Green looking in the rim, kind of.
Yeah, I know. It was real crazy. My criteria is a little different. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but good. Okay. I like dunks that look like they happen on 2K. And that's what that like looked 2K like
animation?
To me. Yes, bro. That looked like a 2K animation, bro. He caught Clint in the animation. You feel me? Like, he brought it back. Like, that really looked like he had a slasher build.
Yeah.
And that looked legit, like, on some 2K stuff. So, to me, that's just crazy. The other one, Anthony Edwards, that dunk is crazy, too.
It's pretty wild.
I would probably still say right now that Anthony Edwards dunk is better just because, like you said, he was going up and he didn't push off of the dude necessarily. Yeah. He just protected himself and then dunked. So by default, I'm thinking that's better, but I like both. Those are for sure the top two. But honorable mention, PG just dunked old dude last night.
Oh,
that
my
one,
gosh.
That gave me Birdman feels, really.
Really?
A little bit.
I don't think he'd be able to top that dunk, though.
No, he's not. It wasn't the same type of finesse. Yeah. But the dunk was nice. The dunk was nice.
It was.
Body to body, went ahead and caught dude. He was hooping last night.
Anytime you go body to body and the mic on the rim pick up that, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes, like, some people, they kind of, like, do hard layups. They'll, like, throw it in.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
anytime
yeah.
the ball hits the back of the rim and you hear, like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Got him, bro.
And
caught
that was
him.
Tough. I'm glad. Anytime somebody comes back from, like, injury mm-hmm. on that and has a athletic moment such as that. Is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably feeling really good about it, too, because, again, a lot of people wasn't really feeling him last year. But this year, I feel like he's back to being himself.
Mm-hmm.
So and that looked good. That looked like a PG play.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, shouts to PG, man. I think the braids are working. I was wrong about the braids.
At first,
I was. Yeah. Yeah, I was wrong. I was, man. Yep. Again, my thing with people is, with these NBA players, you got to go back to when you was hooping, like, really hooping, you mm-hmm. got to go back to that same type of haircut. Mm-hmm. Think about Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, he tried those two braids and garbage. It didn't work out. Why you got braids?
Meh, meh.
Yeah, sub them out. Why? You don't need them. You know what I'm saying? Get you a clean cut.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook been hooping since. He's back to averaging a triple-double.
Which
same
is
cut.
Insane. Can it's we just talk cut, about how though. Hard it is to do that, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's super tough.
Bro, you got to get at least 10 statistics, like 10 in individual stat categories. Points obviously is easy, but everything else comes in ones.
I know that's true.
Exactly. Think about playing a game to 21 all ones.
That's true.
Anytime you get a bucket, that's what Russell Westbrook's doing.
Yep.
That
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah. And not only that, it was a fun fact that he's more than likely going to be the best guard rebounder ever.
You think so?
Yeah.
I never watched Oscar Robertson play because I was merely a twinkle
yeah.
in the eye. But
a lot of people used to kind of debate Jason Kidd for a while, too, because he could rebound the ball well.
Yeah, but I feel like J. Kidd just kind of sought out.
He didn't go get it, really.
You
huh?
know what I'm saying? Like, he was it's on the Rodman, like, okay, it's a three-long rebound. It's kind of going this way. It's going to hit the back rim. Okay, let me go over here and get this real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like,
right spot,
yeah,
right time.
Yeah,
good timing.
Right spot, right time.
That's the type of rebound I am, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm not getting big boards anymore.
Every now and then I go get one, but for yeah. the most part, I'm just looking like, okay, it's
yeah.
out of my range though.
Figure out if somebody's coming down to, you know, get a put back.
Where,
you
yeah,
see,
yep.
real, check your surroundings real quick. Okay, we good. All right, now where's it going? Okay, cool.
For sure. But
do
yeah.
you agree with that though?
Like, yeah, I do. I think he's gonna be the best rebounder in history. Guard rebounder in history.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think he could be in the argument of most explosive guard.
Yep. Steal.
I mean, you let him – I mean, I don't know. His one-foot bounce is kind of crazy because when he went full court with the face mask on and dunked two people.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That was wild.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you let him get to 2 feet, you might as well not even jump.
Nah, yeah, yeah. He's putting you in the rim too.
And he – yeah, he dunks hard.
So,
like, he's angry.
Yeah,
I don't
all
know why
the time.
He gets so mad.
Man, I don't know. It's like he – I don't know, man. He just don't be putting up with no crap on the court. You know what I'm saying? He got that dog mentality, bro.
Hey, I don't blame him. I wouldn't either, but that's wild. Yeah. I mean, who would be in that category? Obviously, Derrick Rose.
Yep.
In the category with Russell Westbrook. You could, I mean, obviously his career is very young, but Ja Morant is a pretty explosive
yep.
point guard.
That's true. Good call. Yep.
I'm trying to really think of who else have we seen that's been just a freak athlete at the point guard position. You know, it's really kind of hard as the evolution of the point guard has become more of like a scoring guard.
Yep.
You know, you see Steph Curry, Dame, just to name a few.
Yeah.
you haven't really seen much explosivity.
Mm-hmm.
$10 word there. Is that a real word?
It is okay, now. Cool.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can clap it up.
Come on, man. Come on,
vocabulary.
Come on, man. That's elite. Elite. Man.
So, I mean, obviously, we can put Jay Jones in there as well.
Don't put me in there. Hey,
no, I'm
kidding. I ain't built like that.
I'm kidding. But so, do you have any others that you can think of that he would even? I mean, MVP Derrick Rose was different too, though.
That's true.
Like, I mean, dunking through contact, like Dragic, he's on his hip. Don't even see you. I don't even feel you.
Ryan Jarr would love to talk to you about MVP Rose.
Yeah.
Any day.
I hated that we didn't get Rye on it because he commented a long time ago about a Rose segment. Really,
word.
Just kind of, it would have been cool to see what he had to say. A lot of people love Derrick Rose.
I mean, sure.
I definitely was one that didn't watch a lot of the NBA back in the day. I didn't really watch a lot of sports unless it was college football because the Hogs played every Saturday or whatever. And then after that, you know, basketball was cool, but you just in it playing school ball, and it's just kind of like, I don't really want to watch that. But I definitely missed out on some great stuff from Derrick Rose at that time.
Yeah, he was going crazy, for sure. Yeah, that was around the same time that I was graduating, so by default, everybody's talking about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just watching him. Fan of his game, for sure, man. But, yeah, Rod would love to talk about him, bro, because, you know, yeah, he was super, super explosive.
We might have to do a call-in with Rod Buckets, man.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be good.
Do something like that.
Get him in here, but.
But between those two, I won't include Ja. His career's not, you know, it's not steadfast enough right now.
Gotcha.
But between those two, who would you rather have?
Right now? Or primes?
Prime Rose and Prime Russ.
You put me on the spot.
For the sake of explosivity.
Oh. Man, I want to lean towards. Damn, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
There's no
answer. It's really not, though.
There's no right answer, really.
I'm just trying to think about who I would rather take, though. Man, for some reason, right now I'm leaning towards Russ. But that's not to say that D. Rose is a slouch by any means.
No.
I just feel like, I don't know. Man, I just always felt like Russ's game was a little more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Just because he's more active?
Well, just because he is a player that can really do it all. So, okay, regardless if he can't.
He can't really shoot threes.
He can't really shoot the three ball. So, outside of that. But regardless, you know what I'm saying, he can get you to mid-range, which D. Rose can too.
Yep.
He can drive to the rim. D. Rose can too. But, again, going back to, like, who can get you the board, who can get you these boards, Russ can do that. They both pass pretty much the same to me. Mm-hmm. So if you're just breaking it down by categories, I just feel like Russ is going to be able to do a little more at the point position. Just a little bit.
I agree.
Who game I like more? D. Rose's, though.
You think so?
Yes.
See, I was leaning towards Russ as well. I definitely think somebody that can average a triple-double is undoubtedly, even if he's not a fun person to play with. I mean,
right.
I can't imagine LeBron's very fun to play with.
Exactly.
I mean, that man is the GM, the owner, the facilitator, and your point guard.
Yep.
Like, he does everything. But you can't knock somebody that puts up numbers.
Exactly.
Numbers never lie.
That's true.
And, you know, I hope he wins a couple of championships to solidify it.
Russ?
Yeah.
Oh, GG's. He ain't getting one of them, Clay.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You gonna have to go to Brooklyn?
Yeah, or
and if they go to Brooklyn, I'm canceling my TV plan.
Join LeBron.
I wouldn't be mad at that just because of everything that the Nets got going.
Damn.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people are saying the Nets might not even make it out the East.
That's cap though.
You think they just really gonna turn up? They gonna have to.
Yeah, KD gonna get it, man. Come on. But KD gonna get
the
working. Harden.
But the biggest thing, I mean, that I guess that's true. The biggest issue though is like, can they defend? That's what I've seen a lot of comments.
Yeah, they really can't, though.
That's what I've seen a lot of comments on the walk-ons Instagram, which if you want to ask questions, let us know, or comment on the videos as well, like y'all have been doing.
Yeah.
Has been like, do you think the Nets will be able to defend their way out of the East?
Out of the East, yes. Will it get them a title? I don't know. Out of the East, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it for a little bit.
Sure.
Let's just toss out some teams. We go in Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
Jrue Holiday. I feel like he's he's a real tough check. Shouts to Drew, man, because he just got that that max with them. Well-deserved.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Well-deserved. I've been wanting Drew Holiday to get some bread for a long time. Yeah. So I'm really happy that he went over there. He seems to be really comfortable with the squad, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. They're pretty much the only not really, because you got the Heat, too. A lot of people be pushing the Celtics, but I don't really see the Celtics making no noise against Brooklyn.
I feel like it's going to be a classic, like Celtic Sixers, whoever gets out of that gets beat.
I do too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it just really doesn't even matter.
Because
the Celtics just, they don't, they're a little more finesse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, at the end of the day, who you going to have other than Jason Tatum? Of course, Jaylen Brown has come a long way.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I just feel like they just need a little more time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get better. Feel each other out a little more. I think 3 years from now, this is a different discussion.
Yeah.
Pause. Good pause. You know what I'm talking about? But, bro, I think this is a different discussion 3 years from now.
Okay.
Right now, I think it's probably going to come down to Milwaukee and Brooklyn. And I do think I can see that going 6-7 games.
You think so? Well, and not to knock Milwaukee, but Giannis.
KD.
Yeah.
I'm taking KD.
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
Harden.
Okay.
That can go either way. Harden's a better scorer, of course.
Yeah, and then
you got Kyrie. Who gonna check him?
That's where I'm.
Well, they probably gonna put Drew Holiday on Kyrie, huh? And put Middleton on Harden. But see, you see what I'm saying? Like at that point, can they defend them?
No,
not really. But can Milwaukee outscore them? I don't think so.
A good point. Yeah.
So, yeah. I see what they're trying to say because I don't think the defense is just that elite for Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to have any real problems in the East. I could be wrong, though. Like, I've been wrong a lot lately. I don't know what's going on. I think my spidey senses are something.
I mean, you were second in the tournament challenge, so you weren't all the way wrong.
First, though, you know. I had the number big bracket. I put that up.
It was. It just wasn't the biggest.
Yeah. That's true.
So,
but, yeah, bro, I think that's a good point. I need to watch them a little more. I don't know if people were sending that in when KD was out. But again, bro.
A little bit.
It's some vets on that squad that I think can just turn it on, turn it off. Yeah. Like I told people, like Blake Griffin wasn't dunking in Detroit, but that doesn't mean he couldn't dunk.
Yeah. That's true.
He's just holding off.
You look at it. We said it before. They got role players that were centerpieces Nets do. So when you look at the team, the other – two teams, really. We talked about it last time. The way the Clippers matched up and then the way the Lakers matched up with Brooklyn.
Yep.
Do you think – I want to ask you this question about the Lakers because, obviously, we just saw what people are calling a blowout win. Obviously, there were other factors. Kyrie didn't play the whole game, got tossed. Schroeder, got tossed as well. But – the way the Lakers move the ball in the highlights, remember, I'm holding true to my word. I have not watched a Nets game, and I will not till the playoffs. Unless I'm at Jay's house and I have no choice, then that's a problem. Which, by the way, he just moved up to Rogers, you know what I'm saying?
Clap it up for that. We can. Yeah, I did. I told y'all, yeah.
Yeah, he's out here. He's 10 minutes away instead of an hour and 10 minutes away.
For sure.
But, so, anyway, back to the – when you look at who did not play last night or two nights ago – at the time of this recording, whatever. LeBron sat out, AD sat out.
Mm-hmm.
The ball moves a lot more, obviously, without them two.
Yep.
I think the ball may move a little bit better with LeBron in there also as well. But I don't necessarily know if that same outcome is going to happen when AD steps back onto the floor.
True. How do you feel? That's a good point. How do you feel about Andre Drummond being over there now, though? We didn't talk about that.
I mean, really. I like it. I don't necessarily, I haven't watched much of any of NBA games because, NCAA has been going on, which is more entertaining to me. But
yeah, I agree.
I don't dislike it. I don't really have – I'm kind of iffy.
Yeah.
But I know who's going to get most of the burn in the playoffs. It's going to be AD.
Yep.
And they may even twin towers them. You never know. Mm-hmm. But
mm-hmm. – for a little bit. I see that.
I think AD kind of is going to be a ball stopper. He's going to ruin kind of the offensive flow that they may have had the other night. Because the ball pops whenever whenever he's not on the floor. Now, granted, the people it's popping to are probably going to not do anything with it.
Word.
But
it's moving, though.
Yes. When, Coach Musselman has this, which if y'all don't know, Eric Musselman is the Arkansas Razorback basketball head coach. he's got this philosophy called first side, second side, third side. In college, when the ball starts on this side, this is first side.
Yeah.
Defense is going to be pushed over this way. Mm-hmm. We want to get the ball to the second side to get this part of the defense to stretch out.
Gotcha.
So then first side defense has to come back over. If we get it back to the other side, we got people and we got people scrambling.
Gotcha.
The defense is stretched out. I don't think the ball's getting first, second, and third side with AD.
It never breaks the plane with AD.
No. Gotcha. I don't think so. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but I think if the Lakers are going to be successful against a team that can outscore them on any night, just because anybody can go for 30, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there might be some nights where it's 30, 25, and 21. Mm-hmm. 35, you know, 40, 19, and 18.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I don't necessarily know if that's going to work into their advantage, because they're going to have to maximize each and every possession as the clock gets closer to triple zeros.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. I can see that though, just because he's going to want his touches, I think.
You can get your touches. If we're not winning and you're touching the ball, you're not going to touch the ball. Mm-hmm. Like if that's me, if I'm the coach and I know like my star player is not getting it right, okay, go in the mid post, back to the basket. We'll throw it to you. If you think you can get something at the rim, that's cool.
Word.
Take it. But try to get everybody else involved.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go away from you, because then it takes you out of the game. The Word. Defense knows, like, okay, he's having an off night. Like, we'll let him hit a couple, and then we'll kind of honor him. No, we'll keep feeding the beast. We'll keep feeding you, but you need to catch it and look first. Mm-hmm. You don't need to catch and try to do all this size-up stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's valid. That's valid. I see that.
That was one of the questions that somebody had asked not too long ago, was, you know, how does the blowout look with AD and LeBron not being out there?
I wonder who all played in the game, though. Did KD play? Did Harden play? How long did they play?
I mean, we can look at the stat sheet, at the box score.
Only thing about that, though, is I feel like if it was the other way around, they would say something along the lines of, it doesn't really matter. It's just regular season play. What I'm saying? So, I mean, that works both ways. If the Nets would have blew the Lakers out, I wouldn't count the Lakers out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's expected, though. If Brooklyn blows anybody out.
That's true, too.
That's expected. You got three perennial superstars. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got all-time Hall of Famers on there.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? Of course, and obviously Bron did too, for anybody that's, you know, trying to play sides. But looking at the starters for the Lakers, we had Morris, Drummond, Schroeder, Caldwell Pope, and THT, Talen Horton Tucker.
Yep.
Your starters for the Nets was KD, Green, Harris, Aldridge, and Kyrie. And your starters for the Nets had a whopping 22, 6, 6, 12, and 18.
That's not bad.
Your starters for the Lakers had 14, 20, 19, 14, and 14.
So it was the bench.
Yeah, but the bench for L.A. had, man, I'm not good at math on the spot, especially when the red lights are on. Anyway, whatever. But the starters outplayed the other starters.
Yep.
And usually you see the bench is the one bringing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, well, really in college, bench play matters more.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know, man. Like, the Lakers had.
So this was a pretty fair representation.
Yeah.
What people are saying.
They had 30 assists. Talen Horton Tucker had a double-double, 14 and 11. That's nice.
It is nice.
To Brooklyn's 19. 30 assists to 19 assists.
The ball will get kind of stuck for Brooklyn, but we knew that, though.
Yeah, I mean, look who they're playing. Look who's they Come got.
On. You know what I'm saying? That's the only. That's really my only thing. It's not the defense, honestly. I mean, people, they can say what they want. I mean, the only person that I really just feel like that, and that's not even say he can't slide his feet. He just don't be giving a care, is James Harden.
Yeah.
Other than that, KD will clamp your stuff up, man. Like, he was on the defensive team for the Warriors at one point.
Yeah,
I feel like.
which he should, though.
Yeah, like, he's like 7 foot.
Yeah, and you can really move your feet and you're athletic with like a 7'3" reach.
Yeah.
You better be doing something.
For sure.
I mean, that would be like Connor Vanover not getting any blocks. Connor 7'3". Well, I mean, I know
he,
where
no,
it's,
I know what you're saying, but he don't get blocks.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's true.
Shout out to Connor.
Shout out to Connor. Connor, love you, bro. If you ever watch this, sorry. Don't hate me. You're not sorry. Don't hate me. So one of the things I wanted to, while we're on that topic of sort of like taller players, there was a really good question by AJ Beltrand. He hit me up and asked, and I'll set the table for you. When you see taller people that come into the league, what do you, especially, well, let me back up. When you see taller kids that come into college, what's the initial thought process behind their skill set? Do you, like if you look at Evan Mobley right now, and we talked about it a little bit in some of the March Madness pods.
Yeah.
Usually the stigma behind taller kids that are athletic is they're raw. You know what I'm saying? They're not extremely skilled.
Yep.
They're talented. Their ceiling's just really high.
Gotcha. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Their floor is really low, but their ceiling is really high.
Yep.
Or their floor is not that low, but they're kind of at their floor, trying to reach the top.
Yeah.
His question was, who or what would you say are good examples of the raw skill and talent but no hard work? And I got one. And hard work that builds to the skill. And do you believe this, or do you think there's always a certain level of work that you have to put in? Obviously, my raw talent, no hard work, is who we talked about that you flamed me for saying take him overseas, Andrew Wiggins.
That's bad, bro. You can't send Wiggy overseas, man.
Dude, he's done nothing.
Wiggy can't go overseas, though.
He can, though. He can go overseas and, well, he won't make as much money, but he can go overseas and make a couple million dollars.
You keep trying to send Wiggy over.
Okay, tax free.
So you're saying Wiggy is the he hooping, but he's not. He ain't put in no real work.
Yeah, like he based according to people that I know, and I will never reveal my sources, but he based his college decision off of if they had summer school or not.
It's a good idea, actually.
It is. It's a great. It's very smart.
Shouts to Wiggy, honestly.
It's very smart. But he would, like, skip out on AAU practices. He would drop
that's
people off and then go home and play Call of Duty. Like,
oh, yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Like, and you can and that really shows. Like, you can tell his game. He's been in the league. How long? You might know, Jalen. How long has Andrew Wiggins been in the league? Do you know?
He graduated high school in 2013.
He graduated high school in 2013. We are 2021. He has not gotten any better.
That sucks.
None of his game hurt. Has changed.
Word.
Raw talent, no ethic. Zero.
Nah, I mean, yeah, if you taking it there, then yeah. I still don't think we can send them to overseas. I just don't think we can do it. I don't
know.
You can't
send them to the Euro League? Why not?
I can't. I don't know. I maybe it's because I've fallen for the hype. Like, I like his name. Like, I feel like his name holds a little weight.
Yeah.
So by default, I kind of feel like it's like, damn, Andrew Wiggins went overseas. It's
but
like,
but at the same time, I cut you off. Sorry.
No, you're good.
At the same time, does his name carry weight because he was drafted number one?
No, that didn't even cross my mind.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
I was just asking.
I feel like he had a little. Man, I don't know. I just need to wake up, I guess. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm holding on to something that Andrew Wiggins might not be able to reach. Maybe that's me, though. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's a good example.
Do you have an example of?
I was trying to think of one.
Of
I don't
raw
really,
talent with no work ethic.
I really don't have. I really don't.
It's really hard. It's hard. That question's kind of difficult because anybody that's raw with no talent is gonna cook anybody in any league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they come play average Joes, they're gonna look like LeBron out there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Whether or not they can hoop or not. You know, if you can't shoot when you step into rec league, you good from the parking lot. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and be like, man, I watch this dude on TV. He can't even shoot.
Word.
But he's knocking down high school threes. Like, of course, that's a mid-range to them. But oh, Jalen's got one. Okay, who is it? Jalen LeCue. Ooh.
That is a good one. He won't even eat
fruit. I don't eat fruit, though. He said he won't eat. I don't eat fruit.
It's different, though. You ain't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little different, though.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to our insider, man. Jalen out here trying to do right. Jalen, you know, we can clap it up.
For sure. Holding it down over here. That's a good example, though. I feel like that is a good example because I feel like he uses a lot of athleticism in his game already.
Mm-hmm.
So by default, I could see that.
And so on the flip side of the question was, do we have anybody that put in a lot of work that maybe wasn't as skilled? I got somebody in mind that's a little close to home. That's Bobby.
Word.
You know, if you looked at Bobby in ninth grade, did you ever see a picture of Bobby in ninth grade? You would have never thought the kid was going to play in the NBA.
I'm pretty sure
he had the rec specs.
He did. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then he got here, got in with the nutrition and got everything going on there and put in work. Like, they hung the light key to Bud Walton in his locker.
Damn, that's what's up. I didn't know that, though.
And his fob was 24-hour access.
Yeah,
BP
trying to be in there.
Because he was texting coaches at 1 in the morning, like, Coach, can I come get some shots up? I'm not coming to let you in.
Yeah. That's tough.
Just activate his fob. I ain't worried about him. He's our best player.
Yeah. But yeah, Bobby, and he worked. Yeah, that's what's up.
Bobby put the work in. He was never extremely explosive. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason he's still in the league 4 or 5 years later. He's got to be putting the work in.
Yeah, that's what's up. I didn't know that.
And there's a reason when he's leaving teams, other teams are picking him up. Because if you got bad mojo or whatever around you, teams just going to be like, maybe we'll sign him to something that's a little more – we don't have to lose as much.
Yeah, it's a little more safe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, a little more conservative.
Yep.
But Bobby's been – he's playing good minutes with –
Yeah. With Milwaukee.
With the Bucks.
Fits in great, too, with the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
And so I think that's a much better example of, like, yeah, he wasn't as talented.
That's a good call.
But he worked himself into the NBA. I mean, if I can find a Google picture, I'll show you what Bobby Portis looked like in ninth grade.
Yeah, I remember, too.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And so do you have any thoughts on that front?
Not really.
Do you
that's
have
a
any
good
thoughts
one?
On that front? Somebody that's just not extremely skilled but puts in a lot of work.
I know somebody who worked really hard and just can't find a place in the league.
Okay, who's that?
Antonio Blakeney,
okay.
He's tough, too.
Whole home team series and all that.
Yeah.
He's tough, too.
He just couldn't find his groove, yeah. It's hard. It really is. Like,
he's hard, too. Pause.
Yeah,
he's tough.
He is.
Tough.
But I think with him, you see really where the politics comes in with the league. You know what I'm saying? So – But, yeah, I mean, if he's working hard, then he definitely deserves
everything. He
just can't get it.
Yeah. I feel like Dame put in a lot of work. He's more on the popular side.
Yeah.
But I feel like, he put in a lot of work.
Well, to come where he came from, too.
For sure.
Like the school and everything.
I was watching something, and, it could be a little stage for YouTube, but, he had a workout. He had he had his NBA workout on YouTube for a while, and he was putting in mad work.
Yeah.
And how he was really underrated. Nobody used to mess with him. You know what I'm saying? We hear those stories all the time.
Yeah.
He's one I really believe that really had to get it out the mud. He got it from the trenches. You know what I'm saying?
For
so
sure.
On the popular side, for a long time, a lot of people weren't talking about Dame, and he was lighting people up.
Yeah.
Just recently, last 3-4 seasons, everybody like, Dame time.
Yeah.
It's been Dame time. He was shooting them threes for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now we locked in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were sleeping on him for a while.
It definitely helps, too, when you win a series.
Yep, that's true, too.
When you actually, instead of going to the first round and being a first-round exit, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
And the last part of that question is, do we believe that you can just show up with raw talent and work? Yes, but to an extent.
Anybody can show up with raw talent and make it to the NBA?
And produce, basically.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can.
You can, but to an extent.
Yep.
You're not signing max deals.
No.
You're signing vet men's.
Yeah, yeah. Normally, like you said, that usually catches up with you.
Yeah, and somebody that is just extreme proof is Brad Beal.
Mm-hmm.
He has been working.
For sure.
For however long. I don't know how long he's been in the league. You might know off the top of your head, Jalen, but –
When did he come in the league?
But he's been – Lenny, can you look when Brad Beal got in the league? Thank you.
Was it
– I have no idea. I really don't. I don't even know where he came from. Where's he from?
St. Louis, right?
Is he a Lou guy? That would explain why he works out with Drew Hanlon and them.
I'm pretty sure he's from St. Louis. Sure. He got in the league, 14? 12?
12.
Third overall pick in the 2012 NBA.
It was 12.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what year? Year before A. Wiggins.
Okay.
2 years before A. Wiggins. Okay. But, but he came in at 3. Cool, whatever. But he's still, he's got a very long career. He's had a very long career in the league, and he's still dropping 30 a game averaging.
Yep.
But he's putting the work in,
Putting the work in, bro. Yeah. His moves are crazy.
You got to put the work in, regardless of if you show up. I could be 6'10". and have a 40-inch vertical and be able to slide my feet and guard one through five. But if I can't shoot the ball, if I don't know how to run the plays, if I don't understand how to move mm-hmm. off the ball, if mm-hmm. I don't understand the system, the skills and everything, and I don't want to learn, I'm never going
to
be good.
Yeah, it catches up to you, man. It always does. You can't cheat it, bro.
Nope.
So, yeah, like you said, bro, it's other things that you can do. And on the flip side of that, you take somebody like Draymond who does all the little things.
Exactly.
And then they find themselves getting max deals all the time.
Yep.
And that's why. You feel me? So
energy guys and role players, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's all about just really just putting in the work. And that work is kind of subjective to your playing style.
Yep, absolutely.
I guess that's the best way I think I could. We should summarize that.
I agree. And, I mean, with that, I don't really have anything else that we can touch on this pod. Obviously, you know, we're not winding down, but we're starting the wind down of the NBA season. We've got another month left, I think, in the regular season.
We got the playoffs. Talk
and
about the draft.
Yeah, and then the playoffs and the draft. And yeah, we can do a mock draft. I don't know anybody other than Cade, Moses, and who else? Who else do I know?
Jalen Suggs.
Avery,
yeah, hopefully. If Avery get drafted, man, I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Man,
that'd be crazy.
That's going to be tough.
They're saying Kispert in the lottery from Gonzaga. I don't know about that.
Is Drew going to leave?
I don't know. I really don't. I can text him.
He needs. Yeah. He is, right? Mm. He's not?
They have him right now. Yeah.
Damn, he fell out like that?
ESPN had him at like 33. You know what 33 is, right?
Yeah.
Third pick of the second round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is still straight.
But he's not 33 material, though.
I think he should go first round, late first round.
I don't necessarily – yeah, we can get on that topic later when we kind of look at – we can look at mock drafts and give our thoughts on each player and where we feel. But I don't think Moses is 33. I don't think he's necessarily 22. He could creep up. His ceiling is high. You know, we just didn't see him reach that facet, that next gear through college. And maybe he was coasting. Never know.
He could have been. I think he just needs a little more time, man.
But the crazy thing is, if you were watching, like, we would go to halftime and they'd be like, Moses Moody leads all scorers with 21 points. Like, how the hell did he get 21 points? Like, when did that happen?
Word.
He had 25 against LSU in the semifinal game.
Didn't seem like that.
No.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like anything. I mean, he's a really good system player. And, you know.
But that's what I think is going to help him, though.
Yeah, he'd be a great spur.
That's what I'm saying.
He'd be a great spur.
Because, yeah, once he get them resources for real, like them real resources.
Yeah. Phil Handy's.
Come on. Them NBA resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you said, that potential, he got a lot to build off of.
Absolutely.
That's what you look at, really. A lot of the times. Now, of course, sometimes it doesn't always pan out, but mm-hmm. I feel like it can for him just because he kind of has the keys to build off of.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be able to clamp a lot of the tools. Yep. He's going to be able to clamp a lot of people up for real.
If he might be a 3-and-D guy.
That's what I'm thinking he will be, bro. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can see him clamping some people up, knocking down some threes.
For sure.
For the Spurs.
Yeah, absolutely. He would fit right in there.
I can see that easily. Like, come on, like, yeah, we need you. Take some charges. You know, I can see that.
Which he'll do.
That's what I'm saying.
Sacrifice his body. With that being said, though, guys, thanks for watching. We know it's been a long time, but
that's my fault.
Been in and out. We had the house tournament
this
past weekend. We've been trying to get everything with that. Jeremy moved in, so we didn't really have a whole lot of time
to
get back on here. But now that he's up here, best believe more content will be coming. You know,
morning show soon, bro.
Morning show coming soon. Get the live show going here. A couple Tuesdays per week.
Yep.
And then we'll eventually transition into maybe 5 days. You never know.
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, Lainey's saying there's, yeah, okay. She gotta be technical, but that's okay. You know, there might be any day that ends in Y, you know what I'm saying? We might be on that day.
We on, for sure.
So with that being said, take us home.
GG's, G. Before we out.